Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I am your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. We are back with another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown. We had a nice 8-game slate tonight, and it is getting down to the wire, guys. Either you have done your championship week or it's coming up. You know, there's only like 15 games left in the season, so it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. If this is your championship week, every game is vital and important for you guys. So stay tuned into the Box Score Breakdown. We are presented to you by FanDuel. We are a Sports Ethos presentation. And like I said, 8-game slate to cover. You need to know all this news and stats. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. All right. With the first game we have is the Hawks defeated the Magic 124-112. Paolo Banchero, 18 points, 10 boards, 2 blocks. Tristan Da Silva started because Franz is still out. Only 7 points and 2 boards. Wendell Carter Jr. with 17 points. Finally, a big scoring game from Wendell Carter. 17 points, but not much else. Only 3 boards and a steal. No blocks. Normally, he's getting around 8 rebounds. So he stepped it up in points. Everything else went down, but it is what it is. Desmond Bane, 18 points, 4 assists, and 1 steal. And Jalen Suggs with 8 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, a steal, and a block. Javon Carter off the bench with 13 points and 2 steals. He's been filling in very impressively for a veteran guard that is a nomad, basically. He's from team to team. He's an older guy at this point. But he's been filling in really well for the Magic, and this is with Suggs in the lineup, so that's promising. Jet Howard, double digits off the bench with 10 points, only 1 steal, but that's good to see. All right, for the Atlanta Hawks, Onyeka Okongwu, 15 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, and 1 block. Jalen Johnson with a triple-double, he's really killing it. If you have Jalen Johnson on your fantasy team, you're still in it, or you won the championship. Or your second place, like I was, but we're not going to talk about that. But Jalen Johnson with 24 points, 15 boards, 13 assists, and 1 steal. Just a year beyond what anyone could have hoped. Just incredible. And that's without Trae Young. They've added some guys like Jonathan Kuminga, who did play today and came off the bench. And this team has got a lot of talent. So next year is going to be interesting to see where their pick lands and where their team heads. CJ McCollum started 9 points, still in the block. Nikhil Alexander Walker with the career night, 41 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, and 2 steals. So when Nikhil Alexander Walker is going off like that, you know they got the victory. But it's even more impressive that Jalen Johnson was still able to be dominant when another guy scored 41. Dyson Daniels, 15 and 12, really nice with a steal in the block. No one off the bench was too impressive. I'll mention Kuminga did have 7 points and 8 boards. So that's good in 19 minutes. They babied him because he's been banged up. So I'll be interested to see a fully healthy Kuminga and Jalen Johnson on this team. We have not seen that yet. When Kuminga first got there, Jalen Johnson was hurt. Now Jalen Johnson is back. Kuminga's hurt. So I want to see them both starting because people are saying, what's Kuminga going to do? He's not fantasy viable. He can't play with Jalen Johnson. They're both fours. In my opinion, Jonathan Kuminga is really a small forward. He played that very well with the G League Ignite. I think he'll fit right in with Jalen Johnson. And they're going to be fun to watch next year. All right. So for the next game, we had the Warriors defeated the Wizards 125-117. For the Warriors, Draymond Green, 5 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, and 2 steals. Gui Santos, 18, 4, and 5 with a steal. De'Anthony Melton stepped it up big time, 27 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. I just wish you could trust him a little more. Because with his age and his injury history, he's going to do this one night. And the next game, he's either not going to play or those numbers are going to be down. And then you're going to add them again and they're going to be down. And then when you drop them, they're going to be up. So, but if you can ride the wave with DeAnthony Melton, he's been very good for the most part. It's just, will he play, basically? And will he be on a minutes limit? Because he's been around 22 minutes for a lot of the time. Tonight, he was at 30 minutes, so that's good to see. PozDMC with 10 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. Will Richards started, had one of the worst games you will ever see. 32 minutes. He had to do something, right? 0 points, 0 for 6 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3, 0 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. That's it. 32 minutes started. That's insane. It's hard. That would be harder to do than to have 10, 10, and 10, basically, in 32 minutes. And, I mean, you're playing against the Washington Wizards. It's not like you're playing against a playoff contender, a team with an elite lockdown point guard. You know, Trae Young played today. So, no disrespect to Trae Young, but he's not a defensive-minded player. You know, they have Trey Johnson, not a defensive-minded player. So, it was no reason for them to not, for Will to have such a bad game. But we're just going to throw this one away for Will Richard. Kristaps Porzingis did play, finally off the injury report. 30 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Huge game for Porzingis out of nowhere. He's missed so much time. A lot of people have given up on him. If he's available, a lot of people are going to run to get him. But still, he may not play the next 2 games. You just don't know with the way Porzingis has been since he's been acquired by the Warriors. Really, since the last 2 years. So, we just hope that Porzingis can remain healthy and consistent. We will see. Gary Payton II, 15 and 6 with 2 steals and a block. Really nice game. Pat Spencer, 10 points, 3 boards, 4 assists. I mentioned Malavi Leones, 8 points and a steal, and just solid production off the bench. The Warriors did sign Omer Yurtseven to a 10-day contract. He's a really good center, dominant big man in the G League right now. He probably, you know, they have Quentin Post. He didn't play. He's hurt right now. That's why he got signed. He's probably better than Quentin Post at this point, and he's definitely better than Draymond Green at this point. But Draymond Green does other things well, but he can play with Draymond Green. It's just a matter of if they want to give Yurtseven a shot. But he's the best big on this team, honestly. For the Wizards, Julian Reese was back in the lineup. When he plays well, but he has the contract where he can't play every game. But he had 12.6 boards and 1 assist in 24 minutes. You know, there was no Alexander Sarr, so that's why Julian Reese played. We want to see more of him. They need to go ahead and sign him to a contract. He's earned it. But Trae Young, like I mentioned, 21 and 5 assists with a steal and a block. Bilal Coulibaly matched that 21 as well with 8 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. Same for Will Riley, 21 points as well, 4 boards, 5 assists. 3 guys with 21 points. And then Trey Johnson had 13 and 2 assists. Tristan Vucevic, 11 points, 2 boards. And everyone else was very pedestrian for the Wizards. But everyone played except Justin Champagne. So they did what they wanted. The Wizards are 16 and 51. Crazy season. For the next game, the Trailblazers defeated the Nets 114 to 95. Jeremy Grant with 12, 4, and 5 with a steal and a block. Timani Kamara 18 and 5 with a steal and a block. Denny Avdija also 18 and 5 assists with 6 boards, a steal and a block. Donovan Klingon 14 and 11. No blocks, but he's really stepped it up lately. Last week he had a monster game. Good to see him being consistent, averaging a double-double. Jrue Holiday, 11 and 9 with 5 assists and a steal. Chris Murray with 14 and a steal off the bench. And Scoot Henderson with 16 and 4 assists off the bench. For the Nets, a lot of guys. Only it was out of the 5 starters, only 1 scored in double figures. So that lets you know how it went for the Nets. That's 17 and 51. Right there with the Wizards competing for the worst team. But Nick Claxton had 12 and 11 with 2 blocks. I mean, I don't even want to mention any of the starters. Zaire had 7. Danny Wolfe had 8. Drake Powell had 2. Nolan Trier had 4. Wolf at least had 5 boards and 4 assists and 2 blocks. But it was terrible. Chaney Johnson, a guy I've never even heard before. 25 minutes off the bench with 17 and 9 boards. That's a great game. Where'd that come from? No one knows. Tyson Etienne, 15 points, 2 boards. I'm not sure if he's related to Trevor Etienne for the Jaguars, now the Saints, but I don't know. Ben Sarraf, 15 points off the bench with 4 assists and 4 steals. So, nice game by Ben Sarraf or Sarraf with the 4 steals, but the Nets are embarrassing right now. Now, if you're not familiar, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. Hope you guys are loving the show. And like I said, 8-game slate, Monday through Friday, we recap the games of the day. And me and myself, Tim Woodson, Sports Ethos presentation, recapping those games for you to keep you up to date on your fantasy news. Doc and Brew will be with you on the next episode to give you a more thorough in-depth of all your fantasy analysis. But let's get back to the box score breakdown with the next game. The Celtics defeated the Suns 120-112. The Suns had a struggle for their starters as well. Royce O'Neal, 6 points. Oso Iguodala, 4 points. Colin Gillespie, 3 points. So they only had 2 starters in double figures, but one of them made up for it. Devin Booker, 40 points, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible game with 3 boards, 6 assists, and 1 block. He did have 7 turnovers. He only went 2-for-7 from 3, but 40 points is nothing to sneeze at. 8-for-9 from the free throw line. This is the Devin Booker we want to see more often. Jalen Green with 21.7 boards. Nice game right there. If he can do that every night, we're happy with it. I mean, you want to see more assists and steals, but that's not really his game, honestly. 21-7, we'll take it. Haywood Highsmith with 16 points, 4 boards, and a steal. This is one of his first games.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
The Suns, he was acquired earlier in the year, and he can be useful for them, especially in the playoffs. Grayson Allen with 13 points. You know, he's going to hit a few threes, and that's about it. And it's crazy that Ryan Dunn is a DNP. Coach's decision. He was such a interesting talent coming into the draft, and I think he's being undervalued, underused incorrectly for Phoenix, because he's a very talented player, at minimum a great defensive player. Let him earn his stripes out there, and he can be even more than that. So that's a crime, honestly. For the Celtics, who won, Jason Tatum went 21-7 with a steal. Derek White, 21-4-5 with the steal and a block. Jaylen Brown with 41.7 boards, 6 assists, a steal and a block. Incredible. So that's another 40-point performance. So Jaylen Brown matched Devin Booker and topped him by 1 point. So that's to tell you the type of game it was tonight. And if you're worried about Jaylen Brown slowing down because Tatum was there, Tatum did play 32 minutes as well. But Jaylen Brown, unstoppable tonight, 41 points. He's kind of taken the driver's seat, obviously, for this year. And I don't know if he wants to let it go yet. And we'll see how that goes. Peyton Pritchard with 19-4-6 off the bench with the steal. No one else was really productive. Baylor Shireman did have 8-5 with the steal. But that was about it. Next game, the Bulls defeated the Grizz 132-107. Omax with 13 points and a block. Cedric Coward, hopefully he remains healthy. He's been out of the lineup a lot. 17 points, 5 assists. You know, and they, I hope, this is not going to sound right, but I hope he's hurt for real and been hurt for real. And they weren't just not playing Cedric Coward to lose on purpose, because he's still a rookie. He still needs the reps. He needs to play. He's not going to change the outcome of a game that much. So hopefully that's not any type of tanking the Grizz were doing and just keeping them out. But good to see Cedric Coward back. Jalen Wells with 16 points and a steal. Walter Clayton Jr. started, 12 and 7 assists with the steal. Ryan Rupert started, unfortunately had a bad game. Off the bench, Taylor Hendricks with 16 points, 2 steals. And you had Cam Spencer with 12 points and 7 assists. Jemiah Mayshak, 6 boards and a steal in the block. And I do not see my guy Javon Small, so he can't play every game. This is one of the few games he had to sit out. But that is why Walter Clayton was able to start. For the Bulls, Montas Bezelis went off. 29 points, 7 boards, 3 blocks. You love to see it. Jalen Smith with 13 and 5. Leonard Miller, 10 and 7 with 2 blocks. Trey Jones, 17, 5 and 5 with 2 steals and a block. And that's a great game by Trey Jones. With Josh Giddey, who had 16, 15, 13, and 3 steals. You're not going to find much better than that. Giddey was perfect from the free throw line, 50% from the field, hit 2 threes. I mean, that's a perfect game. Yabusele, 13 points and a steal. Patrick Williams, 9 points. Rob Dillingham, 15, 4, and 3 steals. And I did see Jaden Ivey have been sent to the G League squad. And it's just really a shame how far he has fell. And I know it's been injury. I know it's been confidence. Hopefully Jaden Ivey will get back to where he was, because he should have been a John Morant type of player. That's how he was in college. And it's just not showing up in the NBA. The Pels defeated the Mavs 129 to 111. One of these teams is trying to win and one is trying to lose. And you see what happened. They both ironically have the same record right now. But PJ Washington, 18 and 7 with a steal. Najee Marshall, 32, 8 and 7. Cooper Flagg with 21, 7 and 8 with 2 steals and a block. Max Christie, 12 points, 2 steals. No one in double figures off the bench, but Middleton did have 6 points and 2 steals. Marvin Bagley, 9 and 9. That's a good game with the steal. And that's about it. For the Pels, Herb Jones, 10 points, 2 blocks. Zion, 27 and 4 with a steal. Trey Murphy, 17, 7 and 7 with 2 steals and a block. Incredible all-around game. East Missy, 10 boards and 5 blocks. You can live with that, and 5 assists. Sadiq Bey, 23 and 6 with the steal. And Carlo Matkovich off the bench with 13 and 10 with the steal. And Jeremiah Fear, 17, 6 and 5 with a steal. This team does have some young talent. It's not over for them. They won't have their first round pick this year, but they do still have talent, especially with DeJounte back, but it'll be a work in progress. The Lakers defeated the Rockets 100-92. LeBron was struggling early on, but finished with 18 and 5 with 5 assists and 2 steals. Ayton, 11 boards, a steal and a block. Marcus Smart, 11 points, 3 threes. Luka Doncic, incredible with 36 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Some highlight type below the rim plays from Luka Doncic. Austin Reaves with 15 points, 5 assists, and 4 steals with also a block. Great game there. Rui and Jake LaRavia were the only two that scored off the bench with 6 and 7 points. And Jake had 3 steals. For the Rockets, KD, 18 points, 5 boards, 7 turnovers, unfortunately. He's going to have to clean that up. Jabari Smith, great game, 22 and 8 with the block. Tari Eason and Capella combined for 14 points, but averaged 8.5 rebounds between the two of them. Averaged 2.5 assists. Averaged a steal and a half. So it is what it is. Amen Thompson with 19 and 12 with 5 assists and a block. Dorian Finney-Smith with 8 points. Reed Shepard, 11 points and 3 steals. So, the Rockets are an interesting team. I think they're still coasting. There was no Alperen Sengun in this one. And obviously things are different when he's there, but they may still need another piece. Because if you name these players on the bench, they are not scary. They're not, you know, intimidating. Dorian Finney-Smith, Josh Okogie, Reed Shepard, Jeff Green, Jayshon Tate, Isaiah Crawford, and Aaron Holiday. That is nothing. So the starting lineup is nice, but you got to get a bench. And for the last and final game of the night, that's 4 minutes and 44 seconds left. The Spurs are defeating the Clippers 108-98. Julian Champagne 7-6 with 2 steals and a block right now. Wemby with 21-14 with a steal and 3 blocks. De'Aaron Fox, 14 points, 6 assists and a block. Devin Vassell with 16 points and a steal. Stephon Castle, 26-8 with the steal. Great game by Castle. Carter Bryant with 10 and 5 boards. Keldon Johnson, 8 points, 5 boards. And that's all the noteworthy news for the Spurs right now. Like I said, it's 4 minutes left, but I doubt much will change. For the Clippers, John Collins was back. A sight to behold, 11-9 with the steal. And I think they could use him. But honestly, I think they need a better plan than John Collins. I believe in John Collins. Does he believe in himself? Can he do it? It may take some time, but it was good to see him back. Derrick Jones Jr., 10 and a block. Brook Lopez and Chris Dunn, not much going on there. 3 and 9 points. Brook had 2 blocks. Chris Dunn is still in the block. Darius Garland with 16 points, 10 assists, 2 steals. Great, almost Hail Mary shot with the buzzer expiring. That went around the rim like 7 times. But nice to see Darius Garland fitting in with this Clipper squad. We'll see what happens in the last 4 minutes. Jordan Miller, 18-9. Really good game. Isaiah Jackson, 11 points. Ben Mathurin, 16 points. 2 assists and 2 steals. So, like, I'm going to keep this page up because when I go over the players of the night, maybe the game will have ended. We'll see. But no, your top performers of the night, Wembanyama, 21-14 with 3 blocks. Jordan Miller, 18-9. Paolo with 18-10. Nikhil Alexander Walker with 41-7. KP, 30 and 3 blocks. Bilal Coulibaly, 21-8. Tamani Kamara, 18. That's Chaney Johnson with 17-9. The new guy. Devin Booker and Jaylen Brown, both over 40 points, both with 6 assists, and Jaylen has 7 boards. Josh Giddey, 16, 15, and 13. Najee Marshall, 32, 8, and 7. Zion with 27. Luka with 36 and 6, and Amen Thompson with 19 and 12. So, thank you for listening to the Box Score Breakdown. We do have a question from Randy Green. I appreciate your comment. Would you drop Ace Bailey? Could you add Mitch Robinson, Drummond, Hartenstein, Aaron Gordon, or Derrick Jones Jr.? Well, this is a good question. I don't know if it's a 10-team or 12-team or whatever, but the fact that you have so many options to pick up lets you know you can drop Ace Bailey if you need to, because you can stream this position. When you have guys like Mitch Robinson, Isaiah Hartenstein, Aaron Gordon, Derrick Jones Jr., they're all usable assets that, depending on how many acquisitions you have during the week, you can drop a guy, pick a guy, drop a guy, pick a guy. We know Ace Bailey is going to probably get you 20 points, 3 or 4 boards, 3 or 4 assists right now. That's what he's been doing as of last few games, last few weeks. And he's still developing as well, though. But it depends on the category you need to. Pay attention to the guy you're playing against this week. If you need blocks, you're short on centers, definitely go ahead for a guy like Mitch Robinson. If Mitch Robinson was more healthy and playing starter minutes, this would be an easy answer, but Mitch plays about 20 minutes a game, misses some games here or there. So if you can stream this position, you'll get more use than holding Ace or holding Mitch or holding Derrick Jones Jr., because Derrick Jones Jr. did not do well tonight. But you can use a guy every night in this category with that much talent on the waivers. And I'm sure there's more guys that you didn't even mention that. Even if you missed out on all these, there's going to be other guys usable for the waiver. So thank you so much, Randy Green, for your question. Thank you all for listening to the Bosco Breakdown. We are presented to you by FanDuel. We are a Sports Ethos presentation. Follow us at Sports Ethos and at Ethos Fantasy NBA. If you enjoy my commentary, follow me at William Is Bill. And until next time, thank you all for listening, watching, joining. I'm out. Peace.